Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Earl. At your service, also known as the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Scott Arnaud. He's the Security Advocate, and also known as the Duke of Earl for Security. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. His is thesecurityadvocate.com. Is that right? Did I say that right, Scott?
Yes, the Security Advocate.
All right, so check it out. We're talking about security on especially your mobile device, your smartphone. What about tablets like my iPad?
To a large extent, they're pretty similar. And you also run into some of the same problems which you could have with a regular type phone. To a large extent, it's bigger. There's more screen space, and it's not a phone. But other than that, it's a very similar device.
But do you have the same exposure? I mean, an iPad, if you're saying an iPhone, you told us earlier an iPhone is pretty much a secure device. Unless you go mucking around with it, an iPad's pretty much the same thing, like a Macintosh, too, right?
Oh, yeah, you can jailbreak an iPad, no problem.
Yeah,
an iPad, it's super susceptible to malicious software.
Speaking of jailbreak, that's what you were just talking about. Tell the audience quickly what the jailbreak definition is.
Jailbreaking is overriding the manufacturer's setting on an iPhone or iPad. Yeah. Rooting is the same thing for an Android pad or an Android phone. And when you override those settings, what you also take out are the security settings, and that's a huge big deal.
And so most of us who've been around a while would never do that. I'm not ever going to change the jailbreak my iPad or root my HTC Droid device. But we also know that we give phones sometimes to young employees who are more likely to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, and they'll take a jailbroken phone, and they'll go on to, say, a third-party app store. Cydia is one that's very well-known. And they'll find these really cool apps, and they'll do all these great things with it, and these apps are laden with malware, which the phone no longer is protected from.
Which then exposes, if they're connected to your customers, then exposes your customers, doesn't it?
It sure can.
So, folks, this is where you tell your employees, I think they'll be impressed enough that you know what jailbreak or rooting means. And when you say, look, I know what rooting means, don't do that. Maybe they won't. So hopefully they won't. What are some other issues?
Well, one thing to realize when you're talking about a mobile device, I like to say, if you've got one, just assume something's going to happen. At some point, it's going to be lost, it's going to be stolen, it's going to be dropped, or just malfunction. So you have to be ready for that. And if that happens, and say you've never backed up your phone, and you're not tracking it or anything else, you've lost everything on there. And we all know nowadays, losing your phone, in a business sense, can be pretty catastrophic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The question becomes, okay, how do I actually protect all this information? For starters, you want to put in a passcode or password lock. It's very simple. It'll be just in the initial settings for the phone. You can simply turn on passcode, and it's usually a little four-digit code. You'll punch it in, easy to remember. That way, if somebody picks up your phone,
and you can set it up where it doesn't come on until after a period of time. In other words, it doesn't make you punch the code in every minute and a half or so, right?
Oh, no, as long as the phone is on. It's when the phone is off temporarily and then back on, which actually reminds me of another thing. You should make sure to set your phone's auto lock for at most 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can even set it as low as one. That way, if you're away from the phone, it goes into sleep mode quickly, and someone who picks it up can't just turn it on.
Right. So also, then have the passcode. What else?
Well, these security bits of software we were mentioning, the apps for the phones, include things like GPS tracking, where you can track your phone on a computer. If you lose a tab or something, you can locate it. There's also the idea of backing up the information on your phone. It can be super simple. You can just sync it to your computer. You're good to go. That way, if you lose the phone, it gets...
So what would I have in my phone that would need to be backed up?
All of your pictures, all of your messages, any documents you've saved in there. And mind you, it can happen by surprise. I destroyed my last phone by flipping a kayak that I was in. I wisely didn't put it in a plastic bag. I do not recommend it.
The only thing that I have on my phone that really isn't somewhere else probably are some of my pictures.
Yeah, and it's super easy to back those up. If you don't want to put it directly on your computer, there are photo apps specifically like that, like Photo Bucket Mobile.
Is that backup in the cloud?
It sure is.
Yeah, okay.
And one last thing you want to remember to do with the phone, especially from a business standpoint, a lot of these protective software will allow something called remote wipe. And what that is, okay, you've lost your phone. A thief has it and is trying to break in to get either your bank information or something
else. Or your contact information or whatever, yeah.
Exactly. You can set it up so that you can either remotely wipe it yourself at a chosen time, or you can have it have an automatic number of attempts at the passcode that fail. Let's say there are 8 failed attempts, and the 8th attempt, the phone automatically resets, which means electronically everything on the phone is erased.
Wow.
Now, of course, if it's backed up, no problem. Pick up a new phone, put the backed up information, and you're good to go like nothing happened.
Right, right. Or if you, yeah, of course, and then, but then you don't want to forget your passcode and try it 8 times, though. You don't want to do that.
So, hopefully a 4-digit code.
Do you still recommend people buy security for the wireless connection between them and whatever router they're using, wherever they may be? Do you still recommend people buy that security?
Well, a lot of the security there is a matter of having passwords and not leaving the default passwords in place.
Yeah.
For example, if you have a server from Apple, obviously Apple does do pretty fine work.
Yeah.
An Apple server that you haven't touched, the password is Alpine. I'm not making this up. They have defaults. That's what they come with, and every hacker knows what they are. So take a moment out and just
change. Now even I know what it is.
Exactly.
Hey, Scott, good job today. Will you come back? We got more to talk about. You got more to teach us.
I would be delighted.
We'd love to get you back again another day. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. He's a good source of information. We'll get him back again real soon. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 after. I'll be back. Stay with me. Does
anybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.